Jerry Bader Show, 1052. Here's a purely rhetorical question. How big would the story have to be to get CNN to report on something other than the disappearance of Flight 370? It'd have to be pretty big. They did Fort Hood, yes, that's right. They interrupted their wall-to-wall. The Flight 370 network did cover Fort Hood for a time. It's true. Big story over the weekend, they're hearing pings, electronic pings. Jason just rolled his eyes, and that's interesting. Electronic pings on the same frequency as the black box recorders would be. And now other ships besides Chinese have picked up on this. But they won't say yet that it's from Flight 370. Here's what I would ask. This area of the ocean has been described as the bleep hole of the Earth. This is the last place in the world you want to look for an airplane, which why I don't think it's a coincidence. That's where the airplane appears to have ended up. I just don't know why. Somebody wanted to disappear that airplane. I don't know. So you're hearing electronic pings from beneath the ocean at the same frequency as black boxes from an aircraft, which only lasts 30 days or so. Well, if it's not from Flight 370, then what is it? What would it be? And time is running out. The batteries are going to weaken very soon if they haven't already. If this turns out to be another false lead, I won't even know what to make of it. That's all I've got to say about it at this moment. Item two. Last week, I warned you that if you're a person of faith, not to go see Noah, that it's a fraud, that the disclaimers that claim it's more or less true to the Bible, it isn't. And it had a big first weekend at the box office, $43 million. I wanted to see what it would do once people who believe in the Bible found out it was a fraud. It dropped to $17 million. A distant second to the big Captain America movie, which had $96.2 million. Huge. You want to see it, Jason? You're dying to see it? Now, $17 million is still good enough for second place, but I think to me it illustrates that people who would go see it because they believed in the Bible found out that actually it has nothing to do with the Bible. So I just moved your mouse a little bit over there. Just relax. So I'm not surprised, and I predicted. Look, if people want to go see an action adventure movie that's completely made up separate from the Bible, they have every right to do that, and you have every right to make one. My point was its popularity was going to fall off dramatically when people found out it was a fraud. And in fact, I do believe that is what has happened. Don't have time to share it, but Jack Kelly had a piece at Real Clear Politics. Dems wise to flee the coming tsunami. A liberal on my Facebook page was critical of Friday's after show video because I did the first ever crayon report in the after show video where we ridiculed a letter saying how Obamacare has brought us to the land of milk and honey. And a faithful liberal troll on my Facebook page. So you didn't read the whole letter. I said, look, if Obamacare is so great, why are liberals being advised by a Democratic pollster and strategist, Celinda Lake, to run from it, not on it? It's time for her fellow Democrats to run like hell from Obamacare, says pollster Celinda Lake. In terms of Obamacare, don't defend it. Say it was flawed from the beginning and we're going to fix it now, is her argument. Nancy Pelosi says, no. Affordable, 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 affordable. That's what you have to run on. They don't even want to run on fixing it. They want to run away from it because it's an abject failure. And it's kind of hard to say you're going to fix a failure. And they're not real comfortable in trying to do that. So, to the liberal troll on my Facebook page, are you being fair to that person? Yeah, being perfectly fair. If Obamacare was, as to use his words, bringing us to the land of milk and honey, Democrats would be running on having delivered the land of milk and honey. Don't you think? I do. All right, to come in today's after show video, fracking and earthquakes. Hillary Clinton, another story today. Is she trying to freeze out other Democrats or provide them cover? And whatever else we may be able to get to. It's 10:58, just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.